joined by Todd Whitten, their head coach, who became the winningest head coach in Tarleton history, 75 wins with the win against A&M Commerce. Todd Whitten joins us, Paul Catalina. I'm David Smoke. Hey, congratulations, Todd. The winningest coach, you've been there now three times. Your thoughts about the success you're having right now. Great to hear from you.
Well, thank you for having me. Well, we're having a lot of fun. We're winning some games. We're very blessed. I guess if a guy gets to coach somewhere three times, he ought to be the winningest coach. Yeah.
We've got
a really good staff, and we got a lot of good players.
35-21, we know how good A&M Commerce is. How much of a challenge was that, and how nice is it to get through that one?
Well, it's really nice. They're a very good team. They were 20th in the country, and maybe should have been ranked a little higher than that. They've got a lot of good players, and for the most part, it's the same team that went 10-3 a year ago and made it two rounds into the playoffs. So, they've added some really good players with Smalls at quarterback and several guys across the defensive front. And so in some regards, they may be a little better.
Your team seems to start fast, build some leads. What's the key to that? Because there's a lot of teams that want to do that and can't. What's been your key this year?
Yeah, we've been really explosive. We've got good skill guys all across the board. Our quarterback, Ben Holmes, is just a phenomenal player and kind of is the heart and soul of our offense. And we've got good wideouts. So we have been able to jump out to some leads early, and that's been very helpful. And then our guys on defense have made a lot of big plays and some real timely turnovers. A scoop and score last week early in the game. So it's really been a team effort. And like I said, we've got a lot of kids that can really run and a lot of playmakers.
Your quarterback, you mentioned Ben Holmes out of Nassau Community College in New York. How late into the year did he get the waiver or win his appeal to get his senior year back? And how difficult was that, not knowing if he would play or not?
Yeah, well, it was about a week before practice started when we figured that out. We had signed a couple of junior college quarterbacks, and so they're here. They're redshirting. But it did make it a little bit difficult. We had gone out and recruited some guys, and we were honest with them and told them that it could go either way. So kind of there at the last second, we got the good news, and Ben has just been on fire for the most part and is just really playing well. He jumped out right out of the blocks in the first game of the year against Stephen F. and had a big night. We were able to get a Division I win on the road. So all of our guys, we've just, things have been going well and we're relatively healthy. And so, like I said, we've just been really blessed.
You don't mind going back to beat your alma mater, do you, SFA?
No, not at all. We had a good time doing that. So I think Coach Carthel's doing a good job over there, and he's going to get that program straightened out. But it, that's a signature win for us as a Division II program, and we're in the process of moving up. So that was a really big win for our program.
Because you're in the process of moving up, part of that is because of the success you've had, and part of it is your program has some national appeal. What's been the process of doing that, and what have people been saying to you about, growing the program?
Well, our university is growing. We have almost 14,000 students. I think if you were to look at the Southland, that would put us maybe one of the top two or three largest universities in that league, only behind Sam Houston probably. So the university's growing. I think moving up is the right thing, to kind of broaden our footprint and to continue to grow. So I think it's we're going to be independent for a while. So that's a little bit scary, but at the same time, we have to have 4 years in Division I initially before we're fully accredited. So we're able to go and do that really without being involved in a conference. And so it really doesn't hurt anybody's strength of schedule. So, I think it's a good thing for us. And we've spent a lot of money on our facilities. And Tarleton's just a real dynamic university. We've got great leadership. We've got a new president with Dr. Hurley, who's just both guns blazing. He has so much energy, and we're just moving onward and upward, and There's just a lot of really good things happening in Stephenville, Texas right now, and we're just glad our football program could be a part of it.
Daniel McCants of Killeen, 23 carries, 93 yards. Killeen, Teague, Whitney, Salado, Toller, Dublin, Belton, these are all names of high schools of which you have players on your roster. Obviously, you recruit not only statewide, but Todd, I also noticed you recruit nationwide, almost 30 players on your roster from around the country, including your quarterback, among others. It seems to be that you can go anywhere and find talent and bring it into Tarleton or Stephenville.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you have to do that nowadays. I don't think programs in the state can just live on Texas kids. I think there's going to be 21 Division I playing football teams in the state of Texas. And don't get me wrong, the high school football in Texas is second to none. But there's a lot of us recruiting in Texas, from Texas, and then probably just about every Division I program in the country flies into Texas and recruits. So it's heavily, heavily recruited, and I think it's important that we, even as a Division II program, moving up to Division I think it's important that we spread out and recruit nationally, and we've done that a little bit. You know, we're still two-thirds of our team are from Texas, and I think it'll always be that way. But we're going to continue to have a coach recruiting in California and a coach in Arizona and a coach in Oklahoma, and we're going to, you know, make phone calls all over the place. So we're going to continue to try to cast a wide net, and we really don't care where we get them from.
Coach, I've always wondered this about that, the very thing. If, you know, some school from Alabama is going to come in here or whatever, don't you have to kind of, you know, and I guess it would be kind of the old, if we're going to put one of theirs in the hospital, they're going to put one of ours in the morgue or whatever, you got to go and respond in kind and take some of theirs too, right?
Well, there's no question. And I can assure you, every Division I school in Alabama's flying over here and recruiting, and all of the Division I schools in Oklahoma come down here. I mean, you just almost can't find a Division I school. Boise's got Texas kids all through their program, all of the California. I mean, it's almost 100%. Everybody flies into our state and recruits, and so you just have to spread out anymore. It wasn't always that way, but I really feel strongly that everybody, even the big guys, even A&M and Baylor and Texas, those guys, I think everybody has to spread out a little bit and find guys outside the state to a certain extent.
We just had Lovie Smith on, you know, Texas from Big Sandy, and he's got seven or eight players on his roster at Illinois. And as you mentioned, if people come in here and dip into the talent. You have E.J. Speed, who was drafted by the Colts, Ryan Cox told me, in the fifth round. You have a couple other players from Tarleton who signed free agent contracts. How much does that then get the notice of the players when you mention Tarleton State, when you can say, hey, by the way, they're playing in the league?
Oh, that's huge for us. We're so proud of E.J. and really all of the other young men before him who've gotten opportunities. I think we have had just about every NFL team represented this fall on our campus, scouting our guys. And so we've got a talented team. We've got a bunch of kids that can run and make plays. And I wouldn't be surprised, but that we will probably have another young man drafted this year. No idea who just yet, but we've got a lot of guys that are getting looked at. And so that's just a huge help. You know, when you get out on the road and you go recruiting, and to be able to show them that if you come to Tarleton, you're going to get looked at. You're going to get a chance to play at the next level.
Todd Whitten, head coach at Tarleton State, number four in the country, coming off the win against A&M Commerce. You played under Jim Hess when you were at Stephen F. Austin, and Jim Hess is the one that discovered Tony Romo at Eastern Illinois, and others knew about him, but obviously he's kind of the one that nudged the Cowboys to, hey, this guy's pretty good. How much did he mean to your career?
Oh, everything. You know, I was a guy that was real lightly recruited, and he gave me a chance to go and play at Stephen F., and then he also gave me my first job. I was a Division I quarterback, I guess, went quarterback coach when I was 23 years old, as soon as I got through as a GA coach. So he has meant everything to me. And really, probably, you know, as I look back and remember all of the years I spent with Coach Hess, the thing that separated him, I think, was his ability to evaluate kids and to be able to look at kids and pick the ones that were going to be successful. And then I think he carried that into the NFL as a scout. And I think he had a gift for that.
Yeah, no, he did, and you had success as well. K Can you give us a description about Zamari Manning? He's obviously having a huge year, 12 touchdown catches, had a big game against A&M Commerce, a kid out of California. How good is he and how much explosive is he in the passing game?
Yeah, he's a top-flight player really at any level. A lot of these scouts that have come through here, you know, have made the comment that Zamari could play anywhere in the country and is certainly a prospect. And he's a big, strong kid. And what he does so well is, you know, the 50-50 balls, he's so strong. He turns them into 70-30 balls. And then yards after the catch, he's so strong and breaks tackles and does things like that. And so he is a special talent, and he's really having a great senior year.
Hey, Todd, congratulations. I remember I'm an SFA guy, and I remember what you did for them, and I know what you've done for Tarleton and many others in your coaching career. Continued luck, and maybe Tarleton State's on the verge of something special again. And I love the growth. I saw the renovations in the stadium and the upgrades, as you mentioned, with facilities. And Stephenville, just around the corner from us. And good luck the rest of the year. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me on and covering our program.
That's Todd Whitten, head coach at Tarleton State.